Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. Richard Goldstein, the New York Times music critic who panned the Sgt. Pepper release 50 years ago, has apologized for his remarks. He commented, "I now see it as immensely important in the history of pop music." He also went on to say that his speakers weren't working properly, so he missed a lot of the stereo effects. Another original cardboard cutout from the Sgt. Pepper album cover went on the auction block. The image of Canadian child star Bobby Breen is up for grabs with an expected price of $50,000 to $70,000. Stella McCartney has teamed up with director Sean Ellis to make a short film which highlights Stella's fall-winter fashion collection. The movie, entitled Black Park, also features an avant-garde soundtrack created by Stella's dad, Paul McCartney. And finally, Foo Fighters lead vocalist Dave Grohl opened up about breaking his leg while performing in Sweden. The leg needed surgery, so Grohl flew to London for the operation. The problem was he didn't know any good doctors in London, so he texted Paul McCartney. He hooked him up with a doctor that said he could fix it like that. Grohl concluded, "Paul McCartney is not only the most brilliant rock and roll musician of all time, if you have his number, call him and ask him for a good doctor, because he knows a few." Check out rare Beatles-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.